Final score of the game again is going to be 65-50. The Grizzlies lose to Mineral Area here tonight at Park Hills. I'll give Jared a little time because that can be a little bit tricky to figure out. 65-50. I got to ask you this. Two games in a row. Hey, Joe, how are you doing, buddy? Haven't seen you in a coon's age. Train of thought. Okay. Two games in a row, 50 points. Are we this offensively challenged, or are the other teams that good defensively?
I think both. I don't think we're offensively challenged. We just had that stretch where we could not hit a shot. Had some good looks. I think we get down, maybe we panic a little bit. And then we did have some turnovers in there, some probably four shots, but we also had a lot of open, clean looks that we got to be able to make. But I think not just this game tonight, I think a lot of these conference games are going to be like this defensively. Both teams have, there's no secrets anymore. And you're going to see a lot of these kind of grind-out games, especially tonight. In particular, the officiating let it be very physical. They were physical both ways, so it was hard to score tonight.
That is the other thing. I said during the game, one of my high school coaches used to say, don't complain about the officiating, adjust to the officiating.
Yep.
And you have to do that because if you're, you can campaign all you want. You're not going to change the way they call the game.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's going to be probably different from night to night. Last time when we played Mineral at our place, both teams were in bad foul trouble. A lot of guys, a lot of free throws. Tonight was the opposite. There wasn't many guys in foul trouble. But again, we have to adjust to that. I still feel like there's a lot of positives. We were right there. We were stuck on 40 forever. But right there, it was a really good game that really felt like it was going to go down to the wire. Could have gone either way. We just couldn't hit a shot there. We missed some free throws. Everything kind of, went against us there. They got hot and hit a few shots.
Riley Whitaker came in, made a couple of threes in the first half to kind of help us get up a little bit. But again, for the second game, I got to say, Ethan Smith gives you some stuff when he's out there. He's not the most polished. He's a work in progress, but he can do some things because of his physical makeup.
Yeah, exactly. He's a skilled big. He can put the ball on the floor. He's getting better. He's his own worst enemy at times. He just tries to do maybe too much certain times or certain things where things are easy. He makes them hard. But he's very coachable. He's in the gym working every day, and we definitely see him getting better and better.
There's one thing that I think Mineral Area has in common with Three Rivers is that they present some awful matchup situations for us that I don't know how you work around that stuff.
Yeah, Tanit at our place had 26 on us and just killed us on the block. So we were kind of ready to double him or whatever we needed to, but then the night 42 was really good. So they played both those guys together a lot. So it's a tough lineup there with those guys. But, again, I feel like we did everything, about as well as we can. We just got to get through that stretch that we have there where we weren't scoring at all.
Well, after the bridal fair at the Civic Center Saturday, then we'll have a basketball game Saturday night at the Civic Center against State Fair. What are they looking like this year? They seem to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Triton early on, and they beat Mineral in double overtime at home just like we did. So I think they're going to be right in the mix with all of us, and we got to expect another game that could go down to the wire.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate
all right, thanks,
it.
Thanks, Carl.
Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, and the final unit, 65-50. The scoring, first of all, for the Grizzlies, leading scorer was Sean Glass with 14 points, 10 points for Javian and Downey, who didn't play very many minutes, 7 apiece for Ryan Richardson and Urji Hanami, 6 for Ethan Smith and Riley Whitaker.